Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Mark 4, verses 29 and 30. Mark 4, verses 29 and 30 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush now. Be still, muzzled.' And the wind ceased, sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. He said to them, 'Why are you so timid and fearful? How is it that you have no faith, no firm, relying trust?'"
The disciples and Jesus were crossing the Sea of the Galilee at this time when a storm began to rage. The disciples were frightened, fearful, and faithless in the midst of what they perceived to be a deadly situation. Here are seven ways to hush your circumstances or deal with the storms of life that you're facing. Number one, when trouble is headed your way, always do what Jesus did. When the storms of life rise up against you, be at peace. When trouble comes your way, do you find yourself having sleepless nights, tossing and turning, worrying about what may or may not happen? Don't you think that Jesus knew there was a storm forming, about to turn into a dangerous situation? We should follow his direction, as found in Mark 4:38, Contemporary English Version.
Mark 4, verse 38 says, "Jesus was in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow, and he was asleep." In Matthew 6:34, in the Message Bible, we actually see some great advice. It says, "Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes."
Hallelujah. Honey, you remember we've traveled across the Sea of Galilee in a boat.
Yes, we have.
It's a big sea. And I can imagine,
how they felt.
Yep, I can. Number two, always know he will never tell you to do anything dangerous without a way of escape.
I like that. Mark 4, verse 35 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, that same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake."
Do you believe that the Son of God knew what was going to happen before it ever happened?
Acts 2, verse 23 in the New Living Translation says, "But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him."
If he knew he was going to be betrayed and crucified, he most certainly knew about this storm in the Sea of Galilee. Since Jesus knew the storm was coming, do you really think he would have put his disciples, those closest to him, in a position to drown and die? Of course not. In everything you face in life, we face, no matter how great the temptation or seemingly insurmountable the problems may be, God always provides a way of escape.
I love 1 Corinthians 10:13. I've claimed it a few times myself. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation always make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it."
Hallelujah. Number three, God is not moved by your circumstances, and neither should you be. If you're doing what God's called you to do, fulfilling his vision for your life, being obedient to his divine direction and plan, let me just say to you, stuff is going to happen. The enemy will do everything he can to render you ineffective for and to the kingdom of God.
But God, Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41, verse 10 in the Message Bible says, "Don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength, I'll help you, I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you."
Number four, when in the midst of the storms of life, call on it and quote the word.
Hallelujah.
When trouble calls, when trouble comes, who are you going to call? Not Ghostbusters, but the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Psalm 86:5-7. Psalm 86:5-7 say, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me."
If you need the peace of God in your life, if you need deliverance from the storms of adversity, heed the words of Jeremiah 29:12-14.
Jeremiah 29:12-14 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will heed and hear you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity."
Well, honey, here's a revelation. We can't quote what we don't know.
Matthew 22:29 in the New Living Translation says, "Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God."
Hallelujah. It's truth. When you rely on the word, number five, when you rely on the word, all your fears will leave. The best reason not to be afraid is because the word of God tells us not to.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10 in the Contemporary English Version. "Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't tremble with fear. I am your God. I will make you strong as I protect you with my arm and give you victories." Can anybody say
hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Psalm 118:6. Psalm 118:6 in the Message Bible says, "God's now at my side and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me?"
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah and amen. Deuteronomy 20:1. Deuteronomy 20:1 in the Message Bible. "In a few minutes you're going to do battle with your enemies. Don't waver in resolve. Don't fear. Don't hesitate. Don't panic. God, your God, is right there with you, fighting with you against your enemies, fighting to win."
Hallelujah.
And Psalm 139:5. Psalm 139:5 in the Message Bible. "You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in." Those are great scriptures.
They really are.
Knowing.
Need to get them inside of us.
Exactly. Remembering that God, I mean, when something happens, you go, "You know what, Lord? I know you're here."
Number six, when facing adversity, you need to tell your circumstances and those around you to hush.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes, may even have to tell your friends, more properly known as acquaintances, to hush. Because at the first sign of adversity, well, they'll be going faster than a snowman in 50 degree sunshine. Whoever, well, let's say it this way. However, for those who either comment before bolting or hang around, hear this please. Never let the second voice distract you from what you know to be a spiritual truth and your ability to allow God's power to work through you.
Mark 4:39 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush now, be still, muzzled. And the wind ceased, sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating," which it got from the Lord. "And there was immediately a great calm of perfect peacefulness." He has also given us that ability.
Yes, he has. Number seven, always be willing, ready to learn in every situation.
Philippians 4:11 in the New Living Translation. I'm not saying this because I'm in any need. I've learned to be content in whatever situation I'm in.
This scripture, well, honey, it's often misunderstood. It's not a scriptural admonition to settle for what you've got in life. You know, we've gone through some things in our lives, and we wanted to learn everything we could in those situations so we'd never have to experience them again.
Philippians 4:12 in the New Living Translation, it goes on to say, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. What it's saying is, in a lot of ways, is you learn to be content knowing that God has things under control.
Absolutely. God clearly wants us to learn how to survive, overcome, and be victorious in every adversity that we face.
Amen.
We strongly suggest that you meditate on Philippians 4:13.
This in the Message Bible. Philippians 4:13 says, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through with anything in the one who makes me who I am.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
The only way God can mold you into the person he wants you to be is by your willingness to learn from every situation you face.
One final scripture in this teaching, Second Corinthians 1:3-4. This is in the Message Bible. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says, all praise to God and Father of our Master Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us.
That's a powerful scripture, one that I've used to share with many people, and one the Lord reminded me of at a very trying time in my life, our lives.
You know, he wouldn't put you through these things for no reason. He allows you to be able to get through them and have them even to be able to learn so that when someone else is in the need, you're there to help them out. So when we go through hard times, it isn't like the Lord doesn't know it's happening.
Absolutely. Your Heavenly Father is teaching you, me, us. He's teaching all of his children his way 24 hours a day. Sometimes just need to learn how to say hush to the negative influence in your life. You know, just speak through your circumstances and tell them to shut up. It is boldness. But, you know, there's one translation of the scripture that does say shut up. But I didn't use that. I like the one we used. But learn how to say hush when negative thoughts come up. Or even when somebody negative is speaking to you. You may not want to tell them to hush, but
you can listen to the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, I do like the song says, walk on by. All right, go to HaroldHerring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says soul seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.